Dr. Deborah Strowman is a professor at the UNC Keenan Flagler Business School and an avid sports commentator. She's been watching this team all year long. Dr. Strowman, what do you make of the Tar Heels heading into the tournament?
Well, it is a very exciting time for the Tar Heel Nation. I think what everyone was hoping for, that UNC would have a strong time period in the sense right now. March is most important, and they seem to be putting everything together at the right time. I don't think there's one Tar Heel fan who does not feel the sting of that home loss to Duke, but clearly winning the ACC regular season, which is the most difficult thing to do, and winning over in Cameron certainly set a lot of people in a better frame of mind. So right now, we're excited, the team is excited, and I think we're going to make a good run in the playoff.
What are your things that you're looking at for the ACC tournament? We've got NC State starting things off on Tuesday at noon against Wake Forest. Duke meeting the winner of that game on Wednesday at 2. Possible matchup with Notre Dame for them on Thursday, and North Carolina taking on Pitt or Syracuse. A couple of other teams sort of on the NCAA tournament bubble. So a lot of potential storylines to follow.
Well, there certainly are. And I would start off with saying that the number one, number two, Virginia and North Carolina, it's really set up very well for them to meet in the championship game, and I think that's deservedly so. Miami had that hiccup losing to Virginia Tech, which took them out of that number two spot. And, of course, we know the very, I guess some people would say, controversial play for Louisville in the sense that they really had a team built for this year to make a good long run in the March Madness, but that unfortunate situation with that that person who alleged that there were some, I guess you could say, some uncomfortable, some ugly things taking place with players and female, I guess you could say, escorts. And the university, Louisville, decided, not Coach Pitino, but Louisville decided that they would not play in the ACC tournament nor March Madness this year. And so Coach Pitino, very disappointed in his school, and this story is not over. There are some who will say that Coach Pitino will not come back to Louisville and possibly look at that Las Vegas slot, or he will definitely just, you know, take his time, just make Louisville think long and hard about the value, the gem that he believes that he is, and many in the Louisville family believe, and that he will come back. But I really think overall the tournament is really set up to really play well, have competitive games at every level.
Speaking with Dr. Deb Strowman, UNC Keenan Flagler Business School, thinking about Louisville, obviously you got to feel sorry for the couple of players who transferred to the school this year hoping to get an NCAA tournament bid. Now they're not going to be able to, but it was a really surprising decision on the part of the school to impose such a kind of a harsh penalty on itself when it wasn't necessarily obvious that the NCAA was going to do that or do anything at all. Surprising decision, but do you think it was a good one?
Well, right now, because the NCAA really is very, very thorough, and of course, you know, based on the number of programs that are out there and all of the investigative work and then committee work that has to be done, it takes a long time to come up with the best possible solution. But many programs are trying to get ahead of that. And so if you have a program that's under investigation that could possibly take anywhere from 6 months to a year or two, you want to try and do some things to show that not only did we realize that we were in the wrong, but also we want to try and be a part of the solution. And that starts with self-imposed penalties. I think it is kind of tragic. Right now, you have a situation where a lot of young people are coming in to play sports, and they finish up their degree, especially if they only have one major. But if you finish up your major, now you are actually eligible to continue playing your sport, but you don't have any academic courses to take unless you become a graduate student. So we're seeing more and more young people go to another university so that they can be in grad school and they can play their fifth year. For those Louisville men, I believe they transferred in from Drexel and K-State. Mm-hmm. They came in to have one last year, 1 year of eligibility. They didn't think they were ready for the NBA. And, of course, you would love to play for a Hall of Fame coach. And they came in thinking, this is our chance to go with Louisville and ride it all the way through. But Louisville decides to impose this penalty, and now they're caught in between. Some people feel that the penalty should follow the coach. It should follow the university. There should be fines paid, but you should not penalize the current athletes. Others feel that if you have that set there where there's the possibility that the current athlete could be hurt if you have some type of transgression, then maybe that will help to prevent mishaps. So I'm not sure where this will all play out, but certainly the NCAA will look favorable upon Louisville for doing this at this time.
Well, we're speaking again with Dr. Deb Stroman, and the ACC tournament getting underway on Tuesday. UNC playing on Thursday at noon in the quarterfinals. We'll be broadcasting all four of those quarterfinal games, by the way, on WCHL, so tune in all day for that. ACC tournament up in Washington, D.C., there's 14 teams in it, and the only reason there are 14 teams in it is that there are not 15 teams in it because of Louisville. It's a very different tournament now from what it was back in the day when there were 8-9 teams in the ACC, and I know there are a lot of people feeling nostalgic for the olden days of the ACC tournament. How about you?
Well, I love the old traditional rivalries, but I like the fact that by having more teams in and certainly gathering in that New York market with bringing in Syracuse, certainly the ACC wins in terms of economics. Real compelling game is that Syracuse versus Pitt game, since both teams aren't sure to get an at-large bid to the tournament. So that one should be very, very heated and intense. But because many, many schools will not really find out if they're in or out based on their final tournament, their conference tournament, that's why I tend not to watch a lot of this bracketology stuff that happens. But it is compelling. I also think that North Carolina, if they should get Duke again in that semifinal game, that will be very compelling story as well, since they split with one another. But I really feel that North Carolina, being the deeper team, this is really where North Carolina should have an advantage, especially playing a Duke team that would be tired if they were to beat Notre Dame.
The action starts.
And, of course, if they were to get past NC State or Wake Forest.
Yeah. Well, the action starts on Tuesday with that NC State-Wake Forest game. Carolina playing on Thursday at noon against either Pitt or Syracuse. It's funny you mentioned following the bracketology, because I'm exactly the opposite. I'm one of those people who's obsessively refreshing the ESPN Bubble Watch page starting in January and going all the way up until the hours before Selection Sunday. So you and I are opposites as far as that goes.
Well, Ken Pomeroy, the college basketball number one analyst, he also feels, I'll put him on my side, he also is not a big supporter of bracketology. But, you know, it is fun to follow, though, and hear your teams as to whether or not they're in or out, what type of predicted seed. But Ken Pomeroy is just an amazing mind, and he is going to be with us April 15th and 16th at the Basketball Analytics Summit here on campus. So we encourage anyone who really is into the numbers and the science behind all of this to come in here, Ken Pomeroy. I also want to mention Hassan Pinto and his Blue Blood Rivalry products and services. And this past weekend, right before the game, he had an amazing group of former players out at Northgate Mall. They do a little red carpet event, and then they show the game, the Carolina-Duke game, on the big screen. And he had Chucky Brown from NC State, Gene Banks from Duke, Derek Wittenberg from NC State, and Ricky Price from Duke. So it was a great gathering of guys, just really all supportive of Triangle or Tobacco Road basketball.
Awesome. Dr. Deb Stroman, we got to let you go. Before we do, how can people, and we'll talk about this more obviously before the event, but how can people find out more about the analytics conference?
Oh, please go to bas.unc.edu. B for basketball, A for analytics, C for summit, bas.unc.edu. We've got a great lineup of people, ESPN, SAP, Automated Insights, ESPN, the NBA. We just have a great, great lineup of folks who will come out and talk not only about the X's and O's, but also about the business of basketball, from marketing, ticketing, fan engagement and experience, sports science, how the body works, and certainly for students. Any student, whether you're in middle school to college, whether or not you're interested in a career in the business of basketball or analytics, we're going to have a special session in that regard as well.
Dr. Deb Stroman, UNC Keenan Flagler Business School, thank you so much.
Thank you.